Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues today. We're delighted to have you on board. Looking forward to your input, your dialogue, and discussion relative to our subject today and the issue that we're covering. Let me remind us, as we look at issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, because Jesus said, "Thy word is truth," in John 17:17. And we look at the truth of the Word of God. It should be a lamp unto our path and a light unto our feet, and it should be that which guides and directs us each day as we serve the Lord. Jesus had already said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that you can dial 401-1413. 904-401-1413 is the telephone number to get you directly through to our studios and right to our microphones that we can have dialogue and discussion today. We're talking about a subject today, ladies and gentlemen, drugs killing America, or if you want to use another subject title, legally destroying America. Ladies and gentlemen, if guns were killing 72,000 to 100,000 people a year, I would understand them saying, "Let's ban guns." But guns are not killing anything near that number. 72,000 is a low number. 100,000 plus is the average number that I'm hearing bounded about of lives that's being destroyed by drugs in America. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is facing a drug crisis. When I say that, I'm not talking about the hypothetical, I believe, absolute sham that we call the opioid crisis. Now, you can say, "Yep, that man said it." I'm saying it. I believe it's a sham smokescreen to call it an opioid crisis. When, ladies and gentlemen, we're having between 72,000 and 100,000 people a year that die as a result of drugs. Yes, opioids are part of that number of deaths. But, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that is so frightening to me and so causing so much consternation in my mind is that the marijuana is the gateway to all of these other drugs. Marijuana is the gateway to heroin and to fentanyl and to the opioids and to all of the any other hard drug that there is out there. Marijuana is the gateway. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, research, I'm reading an article that says research clearly shows that marijuana has potential to cause problems in daily life. A study of 129 college students found that among those who smoke the drug at least 27 to the 30 days before they being surveyed, critical skills related to attention, memory, learning, and seriously diminished. A study of postal workers found that employees who tested positive for marijuana had 55% more accidents, 85% more injuries, and 75% more increase in being absent from work. Many people will tell you, this article says, that marijuana is not dangerous. Consider, this article says, who's telling you that? The same people that are trying to sell you the pot. Marijuana can harm people's memory, and it goes on and on and on with the side effects and what's happening in that realm. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that the sale and use of marijuana is still federally illegal? It's illegal based on the federal government's criminal justice system and what is considered illegal. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, the Department of Justice will not try to intervene in the illegal sale of marijuana. I'm astounded by that. We have the authority, we have the manpower, we have the legal machine to shut down marijuana on a national level if we wanted to do so. We have all of the apparatus at our southern border to shut the border down if necessary to prevent the illegals from coming in and those that will destroy our nation. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We already have within our nation, with some 29 or 30 states that have already legalized marijuana, including the state of Florida. I am frightened as to where we're going in our nation and what we're going to see take place in the next few years unless we wake up, sit up, smell the coffee, and realize what is taking place. 72,000 deaths a year is the minimum. And these are caused by marijuana overdose. They're caused by being impaired by driving and having driving accidents. These are primarily caused by those that are killing themselves by using the marijuana that opens the gateway to all of the other harder drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, the state of Colorado has just legalized the sale of marijuana since 2013. And the politicians said that that would stop the black market of the sale of pot in the state of Colorado. It has not reduced the sale of marijuana by the black market industry, as it is called. In fact, it has majorly, exponentially increased. All crime has exponentially increased in the state of Colorado as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, early this year, in 2018, the National Academies of Science and Engineering and Medicine released a massive report in January of this year, and some of their findings was this. Marijuana can make your heart rate increase between 20 and 50 beats per minute, and it could induce heart attacks. Marijuana can cause high blood pressure. Pot users face a threefold higher risk of dying from high blood pressure. Marijuana users are more likely to experience chronic bronchitis. Marijuana will increase the risk of developing schizophrenia. Women using marijuana while pregnant can cause serious problems for the unborn baby. So why would any state, ladies and gentlemen, want to have legalized marijuana? And I think that it's simply because, as the scripture calls it, the love of money that is causing this to take place. Because of the state of California, the state of Colorado, they have major mega taxation on the pot. But ladies and gentlemen, we find in Colorado, teens and preteens are overdosing on gummy bears and chocolate chip cookies and chocolate bars and brownies, et cetera, all laced with marijuana, and they not them not realizing it's there. Listen, there's no medical requirements. There's no industry standard for the marijuana to be put in chocolate chip cookies and gummy bears, et cetera, as is being done in the state of Colorado, the state of Oregon, the state of Washington, the state of California, and other states that have gone this route. Ladies and gentlemen, a child can see mom and dad eating a marijuana-laced cookie, a chocolate chip cookie, let's say, and it might be all right for a 200-pound person, but for a 60-pound kid, it could be enough to kill them. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, home invasions have increased in Colorado. Robberies and rapes and incidents resulting in death having increased majorly due to the use of pot. Law enforcement cannot figure out just how to deal with the impaired drivers. They have so many on the road in Colorado. Addiction among adults in Colorado, addiction among adults in the state of Colorado have increased 546% since marijuana was legalized in 2013. Ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with a national epidemic, a national crisis, and it's self-induced. It is self-inflicted, and it's as a result, in my most humble opinion, of the result of politicians simply with greed and gravis and being paid by the pot lobbyists to vote yes on marijuana bills across the nation. I'm saddened to say that the state of Florida, as you know, just a year ago, introduced and was passed by referendum on the ballot. 71% voted to have marijuana, legalized marijuana in the state of Florida. And we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen, because by this time next year, as I understand what's happening in Tallahassee with some of the legislators and some of the push by the lobbyists for the pot industry, they're wanting to increase the opportunity to use medical marijuana by puffing, as it's called. And then the next thing, they want to tweak it so that it will be legalized. It always starts in every state, ladies and gentlemen, by saying it's good for the medical need, so we'll have medical marijuana. Once you open that Pandora's box, ladies and gentlemen, it never ceases. It increases to exponentially widen so that it will be that which is used, not just medically speaking, but on a recreational basis. Ladies and gentlemen, Colorado, the governor of Colorado has just said, and let me just see if I can find that article quickly. Colorado governor said he won't rule out banning marijuana once again. I'll look at that article just a few moments later. But I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead and give the question a comment, please.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I thank you for informing the public, because the liberal media never want to say those things. They make a big thing when they approve it. But when the negative aspects, when the negative consequences that you mentioned it out there, oh, the media doesn't want to talk about it. That's the doorway to the highway of hell addiction. And it's sad to say, but that's what it is. And not only that, the consequences in the family, the consequences in the kids in school, because have you seen so many kids taking like gummy bears, but they are made with marijuana? They've been intoxicated. The media doesn't want to touch it. My other point that I want to mention is, it's funny to see, like last year they had an issue going on, I believe in Florida. The government told them, okay, this is a medical marijuana. We want to treat it as such. And the person who sell it has to have like a pharmacist degree. And they went to court because they didn't want those regulations. So wait a minute, which one is it? Is it medical marijuana or is it just to pervert the people? So the hypocrisy is right there, but nobody there to speak loud and clear. But this is the highway to hell, and I'm against that thing 100%. Everything is negative. Everything is
absolutely
negative.
Absolutely. Stay on the line a moment. Let's have a little discussion on this, because you're saying what you're saying is absolutely correct. You see, it is soul testing. By the way, and for our listening audience, they may not understand that all, let me repeat again, all of the studies that talks about marijuana not being harmful and not being having any harm in any fashion, all of those studies are bought and paid for by the pot industry. By the pot industry. Only one that was done that was recently, and it was several 340-some-odd page study that was put out in January of this year, where in that study they pointed out the major harm and danger, and that marijuana is, in fact, as you said, the gateway to all other drugs, all of the hard drugs. Listen, I think it's a fallacy. I think it's a falsehood. I think it's a sham. I think it's a smokescreen. In America, when our politicians will talk about opioids, the painkillers, and say the painkillers need to be greatly reduced. Maybe that's true, but painkillers are being used as a result of the opening the Pandora's box of the marijuana that is ingested by human beings, and they want a little higher, they want a harder fix, a higher high, and therefore they go to these other drugs. But you're exactly right, and I think
look
it's
at
sad
the way
that
they behave when they stone. They walk like zombies. They cannot walk straight, little less driving a car. How about working, you know, being in front of a machine? How are they going to perform properly when they stone? That's a stupid excuse that only a liberal can buy that thing. But it's sad to say people have been misled, and this millions of dollars selling the thing that is medical. Okay, if that's medical, less regulated as any other pharmacy. Oh, no, they don't want it. And they went to court like 2 years ago. And I'm trying to find out how did it end up. But you can see the lie and the manipulation. Because they call it one thing, but they don't want to abide by the same rules and regulations as a pharmacist. They just want a free-for-all. Are you going to tell me you got an 18, 19-year-old dispensing and selling the drug? That person that doesn't even – let's be honest. This is a drug dealer being legalized by the states. And sadly, it's being supported by all the Democrats. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much for your call and for your input. This study that I'm looking at now says, but the findings may be contentious. The National Academies of Science review suggests that marijuana use actually drives the increased risk of abusing all other drugs and one becoming dependent upon the substance. You see, marijuana, this article says, is the gateway to the harder drugs, opioids and heroin, etc. This article further says, the more that someone uses marijuana, the most likely they are of developing a problem with the use of marijuana and all other drugs. It is absolutely a major fiasco. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, in the state of Colorado, they claim that it would stop the black market sale of marijuana. But the black market sales are up exponentially. Children are rushed to the emergency rooms because of eating the candy, chocolate chip cookies and the brownies and their gummy bears, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The teens and the preteens, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids, are dying by the way of overdose of drugs in the state of Colorado. Drugs while high on pot and the wrecks are in a majority increase in the state of Colorado. Ladies and gentlemen, homeless population has increased in the state of Colorado. Drugs have caused the home ownership to plummet as a result of that. Foreclosures have increased exponentially in the state of Colorado as a result of the use of drugs. Here's some of the statistics in relationship to that. Law enforcement said they cannot figure out how to deal with the impaired drivers. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a major, major problem, and the problem is a mental problem. It is a problem that is causing a congestive heart failure, heart disease, lung problems, addictions to other drugs, suicide, murder. I could go on and on and on with the list that is unending with the problems that's caused by the marijuana use. And in the state of Colorado in particular, it has reached the apex of absolute confusion and chaos. In fact, here's the article that I spoke of a moment ago. Colorado governor won't rule out banning marijuana again. The title of the article says, Dateline Denver, Colorado, Governor John Hickenlooper has two facts in front of him. Since 2014, crime has been rising in his state, outstripping the national trend. And it's because of marijuana sales, he says. For the first time publicly, Hickenlooper told CNN News that he doesn't rule out recriminalizing recreational marijuana, even if that is a long shot to correct the difficulties. The governor of Colorado opposed legalized marijuana, but embraced the choice of the state after the vote. Data is now coming back. In 2016, the state's crime rate was up 5% compared to 2013, while the national trend was downward. Violent crime went up 12.5% at the same time, while national crime increased less than 5%. This is one of the great social experiments, he said, in the last 100 years. We have to keep, all of us have to keep an open mind. It goes on to say here, Denver, the state's capital and largest city, is home to the lion's share of Colorado's recreational marijuana dispensaries. Listen, talking about the marijuana dispensaries in Denver, Colorado, it has more than 170 of them, more than the number of Starbucks, more than the number of McDonald's, more than the number of 7-Eleven stores combined. Starbucks, McDonald's, and 7-Eleven stores combined do not measure up to the number of marijuana dispensaries in Denver, Colorado. The article says since 2013, Denver has seen its crime spike. The 2016 crime rate increased 4%, and it's now up to 9% increase since 2013. The force has added more police officers to the illicit weed market that continues to grow, the article says. Goes on to talk about Larimer County Sheriff Justin Smith. Is a longtime opponent of legalized marijuana. In Fort Collins, the sheriff is one of the few law enforcement leaders in the state to publicly blame marijuana sales and use for the exponential rising of crime. It's not a casual thing, he said, arguing that instead legal weed is attracting and growing seasonal transient population, a population that he said is more likely to commit crimes. Every third inmate in the county jail is a transient, and you can ask them the question, and they'll tell you they're there because of marijuana. He said the sheriff is a longtime opponent of legal weed, who once led law enforcement against Colorado's legalization, also said the theory that legalization would end the black market in marijuana has not borne out to be true at all. That was one of the big promises of the marijuana industry. If it could be regulated, it would get rid of the problem, they said. Traditionally, there has been the illegal growth of marijuana, and the illegal sales continue to be on the rise in opposition to what the proponents say. Here's a further portion of the article. The state's rate of homelessness has risen exponentially, according to the data of U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Ladies and gentlemen, what we see in these documented articles is nothing less than destruction, the absolute self-destruction of our citizens in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind the Word of God, the Bible says that in the last days perilous times would come. That word perilous means dangerous, dark, devastating, difficult, destructive. And that's what we're finding taking place today. In fact, as you study the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, in Revelation, the 18th chapter, which is dealing with chapters 6 through 18, dealing with the tribulation days of 7 years of tribulation under the rulership of the Antichrist. But the Bible says in Revelation 18:23, that in the last days, the Scripture says, and let me read you the latter portion of verse 23, For thy merchants are great men of the earth. For by sorceries, that word sorceries is the Greek word pharmakeia, drugs, demonic activities, witchcraft as a result of pharmakeia, drugs, sorceries were all nations deceived. Ladies and gentlemen, my Bible says that in the last days all nations will be deceived, that is lied to, by demonic beings, demonic powers, devilish demonic powers. They will have the nations under the control of drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, we have, as our caller just indicated, we have kids running around as zombies in school. We have drivers behind steering wheels of cars that are zombified as a result of being high on drugs. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the city of Denver, Colorado, has just approved, let me read you the article. Denver City Council approves supervised injection sites. Now, I don't know of anything that's any more demonically horrible than that. Dateline Denver. The Denver City Council on Monday approved a pilot program to allow for the supervised injection sites in the city limits by 12-1 vote. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this city council in Denver, Colorado, 12-1, that is a overwhelming majority, just approved setting up sites in the city of Denver, street corner sites, if you will, literally where a person can go in and get shot up with drugs legally injected into that human being. And the idea is that we'll keep drugs off the street, we'll keep the raw contaminated needles from out of the off the sidewalks, et cetera, et cetera. This article further says the Denver measure allows for a pilot program that will allow for the supervised injection sites for 2 years where intravenous drug users can use under supervision where trained staff will be able to administer the drugs and any overdose antidotes that might be needed, medication that blocks the effects of the opioids, so-called. Ladies and gentlemen, this article further says, many of our neighbors in Denver are struggling with the public health crisis of drugs and marijuana. This article further states, the injection sites would provide access to clean syringes, fentanyl, test strips, overdose antidotes, and counselors who can refer people to for substance use disorder treatments and mental and medical health services. Ladies and gentlemen, have we lost our mind? Have we lost our mind? Are we destroying our nation? Are we killing America by drugs and we're legalizing and helping them? It's like putting a person on a jumbo 777 and taking your hands off the controls and let it go full steam ahead for the ultimate destruction of everybody on board. And that's what we're doing in America today. We've lost our senses. We've lost our direction. And may I simply say, it's because we've turned away from the Word of God. We've turned away from thus saith the Word of God. God's Word warns us and directs us. God's Word gives us a map for our lives. God's Word gives us instructions on what to do and what to not to do that will destroy our bodies. But ladies and gentlemen, because the Bible is illegal in most public schools, because prayer has been condemned and eradicated in most public schools, our kids are growing up today thinking that to go high and walk as zombies would be the thing to do. And it's highly destructive, ladies and gentlemen. We're finding today marijuana is as easy to buy in Colorado and California. Marijuana is as easy to buy as pizza on the street corner, as one writer said. May I remind us, we've become a pot state, a pot nation. The latest studies in 2018 revealed that marijuana is the gateway drug leading to all opioids, fentanyl, heroin, and all of the hard drugs. And yet state after state after state, including the state of Florida, we continue to say that it's okay, marijuana is all right. Ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat to you, the use, the sale and or use of marijuana is still federally illegal. And yet we're doing nothing out of the DOJ. We're doing nothing to go in and to squelch it in state after state after state. It's as though we have no control over what is taking place. This article says that I alluded to earlier about the number. U.S. drug overdose deaths rose to the record of 72,000. This article was written August 16th of 2018. The CDC estimates that 72,287 people died from the overdose in 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, it's up to, in 2018 now, it's up to right at 100,000 people a day. And yet if we have one mass murder with one handgun, with one shooter, that's a deranged nut that goes in and kills 12, 14 people, somehow, some way we need to ban guns. We're not talking about banning marijuana. We're talking about expanding it. We're not talking about banning the setting up syringe sites and injection sites. We're talking about increasing them in the states where they have absolutely gone nuts with the marijuana sale and or use. Ladies and gentlemen, it's destroying our kids. It's destroying our families. Because of marijuana in the state of Colorado, spousal abuse has exponentially increased. Because of marijuana sale and use in the state of Colorado, home ownership has depleted because of foreclosures where they buy the drugs rather than spending money on the rent and on the house payment. In the state of Colorado, ladies and gentlemen, the preteen and teenagers that are rushed to the emergency rooms have increased exponentially in the past 3 years simply because of the use of marijuana that in many cases they didn't even know was in the candy or the cookies that they were ingesting. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not outlaw drugs. That is the open door for marijuana or for the opioids and all other hard drugs. Guns kill far less people each year. And yet we hear nothing from the politicians demanding that we outlaw marijuana. But yet there's a hue and cry from the politicians about outlawing guns, demanding that guns be outlawed. When in the reality, we're not hearing the politicians discuss the lobbyists and the millions upon millions of dollars contributed to the political campaigns for the political votes by the politicians. In fact, the former Speaker of the House now is heading up one of the nation's largest marijuana production plants across the nation. And yet he has said that somehow, some way, he's going to try to push the issue that we'll legalize marijuana across America. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to state it any more clearly and any more candidly than what I see in this article. Here's an article that says, title of the article, ladies and gentlemen, more Coloradans die year after year from drug overdose than any year in the state's history. Here's parts of the article. Colorado drug deaths almost certainly were the worst in the state's history last year as the opioid epidemic morphed into a broader overdose crisis. It's a little shrouded way of saying that it's as a result of the marijuana in the state of Colorado. Ladies and gentlemen, the state of Colorado is in an upheaval as I speak, not knowing which way to turn and what to do, because the pot industry controls the state of Colorado and the state of California. The state of California was all gushing the early part of this year when it was ultimately passed that they could have open sales of recreational marijuana because it was going to bring in $5.1 billion in taxes each year. Ladies and gentlemen, our politicians have gone absolutely start raving crazy because of their being paid off for their vote on issues like this. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I say that as Christians and as conservatives, we must be salt and light. We must pray that God will produce and provide for us Christian men, conservative men for the political offices with morals and ethics and values and integrities that's willing to stand up and say no to the sale and or use of marijuana in our states and in our cities. ladies and gentlemen, right here in Duval County, we have a hodgepodge mess that's on the books by the legalization of the medical marijuana in the state of Florida, where they're allowing pot shops. We've got some 12 or 14 pot shops on street corners in the city of Jacksonville, Florida today as a result of that. And you can go in, I understand, I've not done it, but I understand you can go in less than 20 minutes. You can get the drugs that you want, simply feigning a backache or a problem, and a phony, false person that's supposed to be a medical person, a physician, will issue the permit and the authorization for you to buy your pot. Ladies and gentlemen, drug overdose probably killed more people last year than car crashes across America. And yet it is continuing to be, the flames are being fanned, and it's continuing to be increased. And each year we have the politicians that are saying yes, yes, yes to the sale and or use of marijuana. Ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to come to you each day, but we have Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to joining you again tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.